am here with Avery Bourne this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So since we last talked, I guess a lot has gone on and a lot has not gone on. First, let's talk about happy news. Montgomery County Fair, you went there. How was that?
Yes, that was great. So I had been before, but had never had the opportunity to stand on the stage for the opening ceremony. So that was quite a privilege. And I think they had a really good turnout from what I saw. And I got to go see some of the exhibits too. So it was their birthday. So I got to see the birthday quilts and the vegetables and the flowers. It was wonderful.
All right. And on to budget stuff. July 15th was supposed to be the deadline, and obviously that has passed, and we're still kind of in limbo. I guess, can you just kind of explain, like, what's been going on and from your perspective?
Sure. I think we saw about three months ago Speaker Madigan walk away from the negotiation table. We were hopeful that July 15th would be the deadline. That was when some state workers were to miss their first paycheck. And so in light of that, a lot of us legislators decided that if state workers don't get paid, we also would not take our paychecks. We've seen competing court rulings in St. Clair County and Cook County deciding whether or not state workers get paid. Right now, they're are some procedural moves that have happened so that state workers will get paid, and we're honoring the St. Clair ruling, which says that state workers are to get paid if they're expected to work, which only makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so that deadline got softened a little bit because state workers are continuing to get paid, but we still are operating without a budget. Today is day 27, and really we're not seeing a whole lot of movement on either side, as the Senate isn't even set to be in session until August. So they've got at least another week until they're in. So it's difficult to see if anyone's really working in earnest at the leadership level to get this budget put into place so that we can all have certainty and we can do what's best ultimately for the state.
So what are, I guess, in your position, what does that look like on a daily basis as far as what's been going on lately? Like, are you going to budget sessions? What do those look like?
Unfortunately, we're only being called up to Springfield about once a week. And so from my perspective and from a lot of legislators that I've talked to on both sides of the aisle, we're frustrated that instead of being there every day and working on how do we fix this budget, we're only going up once a week. And when we do go, there are still these what we call committees of the whole, which means that there is set testimony on a certain set of issues or ramifications of not having a budget most recently. And we sit and listen to testimony and then we're finished for the day. And so when we go up to Springfield, unfortunately, there's less work on the budget being done than I would say what we're doing when we're in the district. So when I'm in the district, I'm talking to people about how a budget affects them. And I've had some people come up with some creative solutions on some cost savings. And so I feel like I'm being more productive in the district than what's happening in Springfield now, which should be frustrating to everyone.
Yeah. So I guess, what are some of your ideas or thoughts, or, you know, you said you've been talking to other legislators, just kind of what are some ideas that are going around as far as how to come to a agreement or decision?
I think that we saw last week that there is, I would say, a disagreement that goes to the heart of the budgeting problem that we're at right now. And that's where we start with our numbers. So a lot on the Democratic side of the aisle think that we need to start with a $36 billion number and then figure out how we come up with $4 billion extra at the end of the year. I think that we have to start with a realistic budgeting number of $32 billion, which is what we're expected to bring in. And if we bring in more than that, then that just goes into what we should have, which is a rainy day fund, which most states, well, some states have and are doing a lot better than we are. So I think we need to tell the truth and start with the right number. I also think that we have to make really common sense cuts and changes, some of them having to do with waste and fraud. And we need to tackle that, whether it's Medicaid fraud or it's looking at how expenses are handled in state government. And also the General Assembly and other members of, you know, the governor, the other constitutional officers should be willing to take a cut off the top before we're expecting anyone else to take a cut.
Okay. So do you think this is going to be kind of a see who blinks first or see how bad it can get type situation?
I hope not. I think that ultimately everyone loses with that solution. However, it seems like that is what is going on right now. There is an attitude in Springfield that what's been happening should continue to happen, and there's nothing wrong with the way we've budgeted in the past. There's nothing wrong with the way that we've gone about, I guess, handling government. And I think that's what this comes down to, is Illinoisans saying, this is enough. Let's do something a little differently. That doesn't mean that we have to make these drastic cuts. We've seen a lot of heightened rhetoric on both sides that one will hurt worse than the other, but ultimately it's just reframing the way we do government. So hopefully it doesn't come down to who blinks first, but it comes down to really some common sense. Let's work together for ultimately our future.
Yeah. So you said the next sort of deadline would be in August as far as schools, but you said that is taken care of?
That's the piece of good news, is that the governor decided, even though all of us Republicans thought it was a bad budget overall, it was a bad approach, the governor decided to sign the education budget because, one, it increases education funding, which has been at terribly low levels. So it actually increases their funding, but not to 100% still. So that's a frustrating part. But it funds schools. Schools will be able to open on time, receive their funding, and so students aren't caught up in the middle of this budget disagreement, yeah. Which is good. So it has alleviated that. Next pressure was going to be August 10th, because that's when schools were to receive their first payment. Schools will now receive that first payment. And so unfortunately, that might extend this budget debate a little bit longer, but it will relieve schools and students and teachers knowing that they're funded and that they have certainty.
All right. So what's next for you? You go in tomorrow?
Right. We'll be in session tomorrow.
And hopefully...
I say every time we go to Springfield, hopefully we're going to fix the state today. It hasn't happened yet, but one of these days I'm hopeful that it will be correct.
Baby steps, maybe?
Yes.
All right. So moving away from budget stuff, you yourself have some events coming up, if you want to talk about those.
Yes. One of the things that we get to provide through my office is constituent services, but also if there are seminars that we can put on, whether it's through other governmental agencies that can provide information to people, or if it's outside groups that want to provide a service, we're able to be that venue. And so we're really excited about a few events that are coming up. The first one is actually this upcoming Friday, the 31st, and it's an ID theft event. So it's a seminar to help people look out for those threats of ID theft, which is becoming an even bigger issue, I think, than it has been in the past. I've been the victim of having my credit card or my ID stolen. And so it's really important that we make sure that people can look out for those red flags. So that will be this Friday, the 31st, from 10 to 11:30 at the Carlinville Library. We also have a bill analysis coming up on August 3rd, which is a Monday, from 10 to 12 at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau. And that will allow people to bring in their bills, and then what they will do is go through and see if where there are inefficiencies and see where they can, be better budgeters, which sounds kind of funny coming from a state agency, but hopefully they'll be able to look at some bills and see, you know, where the waste is and where they can cut down and hopefully save some money. And then we have one more that's further off into the future, and that will be on August 21st in Taylorville. It's a tech fair that's also being partnered with AT&T, and it will help especially senior citizens utilize technology in a better way. So whether it's a smartphone or it's a tablet or a computer, helping them to maneuver them and maybe pick some applications that will help with their lifestyle.
All right. I hope there's tech fairs when I am older and don't know how to use technology anymore.
I still have to ask people how to operate some of the functions on my phone. Yeah. And so I'm sure it'll be a great brush up for anyone willing to attend.
Me too. It's always older. My parents you know, they'll be like, hey, you're young, you know how to do this. And I'm like, you know what? Sometimes I don't know how to do things because technology is moving very fast.
It is.
But, all right. And last but not least, your advisory boards, how are those going?
They're going well. We've already gotten some really great ideas from the healthcare advisory board and the veterans advisory board. Certainly, we've gotten a couple of bill ideas, which are exciting so that we can better serve veterans here in Illinois. We're meeting with the education advisory board soon, as well as the agricultural advisory board. And we're looking at starting a new one for millennials so that we can see how is there a different perspective from younger generations? Why are they leaving? What would we need to do to make sure that they can stay in the state? And what are their different perspectives on job searching and college affordability? And so that will be an interesting group as well.
All right, cool. Well, anything else you have to add?
As always, you can contact my office with anything that, whether it's an issue with state government, some way that we can help you through our office. And our office is in Litchfield, so drop on by, or you can always give us a call at 324-5200.
All right. Well, hopefully next time I talk to you, we'll have some budget news.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.